Psalm 34. A psalm of David when he changed his behaviour in the presence of Abimelech, so that he drove him out, and he went away. I will bless the Lord at all times. Praise of him is constantly in my mouth. My being will be praised because of the Lord. The meek will hear it and rejoice. Extol the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. When I sought the Lord, he answered me, and he delivered me from all my fears. They looked to him and brightened up, and their faces were not ashamed. There was a certain poor man who called out, and the Lord heard him and saved him from all his adversities. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, and he delivers them. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Happy is the man who trusts in him. Fear the Lord, you holy ones of his, for those who fear him have no lack of anything. Lion cubs are reduced and they hunger, but those who seek the Lord will not suffer lack of any good thing. Come, you sons, and listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Who is the man who delights in life, who loves days so as to see good? Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are directed to the righteous, and his ears to their crying out. The face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to cut off the memory of them from the earth. They call out, and the Lord hears, and he delivers them from all their adversities. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted, and he saves those of contrite spirit. Many are the woes of the righteous man, but the Lord delivers him from all of them. He keeps all his bones, not one of them becomes broken. Evil will slay the wicked, and those who hate the righteous will be held guilty. The Lord redeems the life of his servants, and none of those who trust in him shall be held guilty. Psalm 35. A Psalm of David. O Lord, contend with my adversaries. Do battle with those who do battle with me. Take hold of buckler and shield, and rise up to my assistance. And draw out the spear, and close in on those who pursue me. Say to my being, I am your salvation. Let those who seek my life be ashamed and suffer ignominy. Let those who devise my harm be driven back and be disgraced. Let them be like chaff before the wind, with the angel of the Lord driving them. Let their way consist of darkness and slippery places, with the angel of the Lord pursuing them. For they secretly prepared without cause a pit with their net for me. Without cause they dug it for my life. Let destruction come upon him, which he will be unaware of, and let his net which he hid catch him. Let him fall into it to his destruction. Then my being will rejoice in the Lord. It will exult in his salvation. All my bones say, O Lord, who is like you, delivering the afflicted from him who is stronger than he, and the afflicted and poor from him who exploits them. False witnesses rise up and interrogate me concerning things which I do not know about. They repay me evil for good, leaving me destitute. Whilst I, when they were sick, wore sackcloth for my clothing, I afflicted myself with fasting, but my prayer returned to my own bosom. I conducted myself as to a friend, or as to a brother of mine. I was downcast in melancholy, as one mourning for his mother. When I keeled over, they rejoiced, and slanderers gathered themselves against me more and more. And I did not recognize their accusations, as they tore at me without stopping, with profane cake mockers, who gnash their teeth at me instead. O Lord, how long will you look on? Rescue my life from their devastations. Rescue my most dear from the lion cubs. I will give you thanks in a great convocation. I will praise you among a numerous people. Do not let my enemies rejoice over me on the basis of falsehood. Nor let those who hate me without cause gloat over me, for they do not speak peace. But they conceive deceitful words against those who are quiet in the land. And they have railed at me. They have said, Ha, ha, our eye has seen it. You have seen it, O Lord. Do not be silent. O Lord, do not be far from me. Rouse yourself and awaken to my case, O God of mine and my Lord, for my cause. Judge me according to your righteousness, O Lord my God, and do not let them rejoice over me. Do not let them say in their heart, Ha, we have our desire. Do not let them say, We have swallowed him up. Let those who rejoice in me being harmed be completely put to shame and disgraced. And let those who triumph over me be clothed in shame and ignominy. Let those who delight in my justice shout for joy and rejoice, and continually say, Let the Lord who delights in his servant's peace be magnified, and my tongue will utter your righteousness and your praise all day long. To the choirmaster.